Station number 17311, Robert Watson, Reel 1.
Mr. Robert Watson and Reel 1. If I could start off first of all, Mr. Watson, to ask you about your background, your childhood,
yes,
before the war.
I'll tell you that. Now, can I start then?
Yes, please.
Well, the first I can remember, I was born in Liverpool, in Walton, and I was a very heavy baby. I was put on my feet too soon. I was very bandy. And I had to go to hospital, and they put leg irons on me, and I wore them for 2 years. And then we moved over from Liverpool to New Ferry, about 3 miles up the Mersey from Birkenhead, to a terrace overlooking the river. Terrace of 8 houses. Close on overlooking the river, and there's a sandy beach below. Well, I'll get the more important things out. After that, Liverpool, my mother developed breast cancer and died when I was 10 years old. And my father used to go to sea. He was on the old Lusitania and Mauritania. And he was away for about 3 weeks at a time. And after my mother died, we had housekeepers, and I was always in trouble with them. They kept a book, and if I came in late at night, they put it down. If I didn't do some of the housework, cleaning knives, and in those days, on brick dusts, I got into trouble. When my father came home, he said, look at that, but every 3 weeks, he said, look at these books, see what I've done, and put me across his knees and give me a good hiding. And that happened many, many times. Well, I played truant from school as well.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Pardon?
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes. Oh, I had 2 sisters. The eldest one was a sister, and she became a nurse and a sister herself. The younger one, she was at home, and my father married again, an American woman, and she went back to, she got fed up with being in England after about 3 years. She went back to America, and my sister went with her. I was there for about 2 years. Well, apart from that, I was at school. I was in the commercial classes. Instead of going into X7 and X7, I went in first year commercial, second year commercial. And there I learned bookkeeping, typewriting, and shorthand. And when I left school, I went to the Royal Insurance Company as an office boy. Unfortunately, I didn't like it very much. I had to wear a uniform. And when I came 15, a pal of mine who had gone to Birmingham said he got a job for me. So I thought, right, I'll go. And one Saturday, I was living in lodgings in those days with my brother. We were in lodgings with of no home. I'm not telling you this very well, but still. He said he got a job for me, and when I got to Birmingham, I left Liverpool on a Saturday night. My brother came with me, my younger brother. I had 7 and 6 in my pocket, and when I got to Birmingham, I had to go to a place called Ladywood, where he lived. When I got to Ladywood and found where he lived, He said he was sorry, but the job had gone. So I thought, well, I'm in a nice fix now. The landlady, she was an elderly woman, she said, well, look, you can stay here the night and I will see my son. He lives just up the road. He's got a little shop there, but he's a foreman in a toy factory. And she saw him and he gave me a job in the toy factory. At that, I was just turned 15 then. That £2.16 a week. Now that was a man's wage, but we had to work from 8 till 6. And then from there, I stayed there till I was called up.
Do you remember, I suppose it would have been about this time when you went to Birmingham that the war started. Do you remember?
No, the war, oh, the start of the war was when I was, was I at school or not? I don't know, I can't think.
Do you remember, though, the sort of atmosphere at the time when the war started?
Well, my memory is, I was trying to think what happened to begin when the war started. Where was I? 1914, yeah.
Not to worry, Mr. Watson.
Pardon?
Not to worry about that. But do you remember how the war, before you joined up, how it affected life? Were there changes, for instance, in your factory when you were making toys?
No, we didn't have any trouble at all. We had the blackout, of course, at night time, and we had torches we used to go out with. We were allowed to have torches to go out with. But
were there any raids? Did you have any Zeppelin?
No. Never had any over in Birmingham.
You were saying your father was on the Lusitania.
Pardon?
Your father was on the Lusitania.
Yes.
Would he have been involved with the disaster?
No. When I left home, I didn't see him again till I was in the army. And I came on leave and he looked after me when I was on leave and found me a place to sleep, lodgings. He was on his Mauritania, was in dock then, and I went down there to see him and he fixed me up with lodgings and that sort of thing. He treated me very well then, because I was getting much older then. I was 17 or 18.
Could you tell me now about going into the army?
Yes.
Did you want to go in? You know, how did you feel about it?
I never. I looked upon it as something different. I think I looked upon it as, oh, I'll be able to do this and do that if I go in the army. And I left the job in the toy factory to go in the army, and we went to Worcester Barracks, as serious we were. There's several chaps in there. And then we were issued with a uniform there. And we had putties. I couldn't put putties on, so not as good as some of the others. And there was a Lance Corporal in there. He was a regular chap in the barracks. I asked him if he'd show me how to put them on. I had to give him a shilling so he used to put them on for me. Always remember that. I thought I was robbed. And then from there, after we got fitted out, we went to a camp called Crowborough near Swindon, and we did all our training there at Crowborough. And
what was that like, the training? Can you remember what you did?
Well, it was marching, rifle drill, and all that sort of thing. Gymnastics.
How did you take to army life? at this training?
I enjoyed the army. I met a lot of chaps, friends, that sort of thing. We had a lot to talk about. I was a very keen footballer. And
did you have any training on weaponry?
Oh yes, we had rifles. We learned rifle drill, of course, that's the main thing. And we used to go out and shoulder arms and ground arms, all this sort of business. And then I forget where we went now. Learn to shoot.
Would that have been with machine guns or?
No, rifles.
Rifles.
Oh,
yes.
No,
only
we were. Yeah. Only rifles. There's no machine guns or this sort of thing. I just can't think where we went to.
Don't worry about that, Mr. Watson.
Anyhow, there's something else. Another chap and I decided we were at Crowborough, 3 miles from Swindon. We both decided we'd go together there, and it was along the country road. We were walking along, and we saw somebody coming along towards us. Looked an officer, and we'd only been in the army about a month or so. And as he came by, we saluted him. He said, "You stupid so-and-so." He said, "Don't you know where I am? Look." He was Battalion Sergeant Major. And we saluted him. He said, anyhow, we went on and spent time in Swindon, another evening in Swindon. And I didn't drink or anything like that then, I was only a youngster. And then from Crowborough, we went to, I think it was Ipswich. We were pretty well trained then. We went to Ipswich in private lodgings. And I got a house where there's a woman and a son. And the husband was bloke was away all the week and came back then. And I had a little bedroom for myself. I wasn't allowed to use the bathroom, the bath or anything. I was put in the shed. There's a bowl of water and soap and everything in the shed. I had to go down and wash myself down there. And then from there we used to go down. I used to go down to the headquarters, which was about 200 yards away, for meals. Another chap, he lived close by as well. We used to go down together. And then from Ipswich, we got the call, I think, to go. We were going to overseas to France.
What year would that have been?
1917, the end of 17. And, it was in 18, January 18, when we landed in France. And,
what was the journey over? Do you remember anything about that? The journey to France?
I don't know.
Did you want to go? Were you keen to go to France?
Yeah, I didn't mind. I'd had no home life, really. No close relatives, like mother and close father and sisters and brothers, all gone except my younger brother. And I think it was a bit hard with living that way. And in bed now, it's a long time ago. And we were put up there for some time, doing a bit of training and finding out things about what we were going to do. And then the first time we went up the trenches, we went so far in a bus sort of thing, and van, and we went up the Menin Road to the past Ypres. Had been taken by the backers, but then we went past Ypres up the Menin Road, and we were going to, we had to take a hill called Hill 63, and it was 6 o'clock in the morning when it got light. We went out up the hill, and the Jerry's there, they hardly fired a shot. We captured some of them, and I think they were pleased.
How did you feel about that? You know, what was it like going over the top for the first time, as it were?
Well, you wonder what's going to happen. Is it a German, they're going to shoot, something like that, you know. Which is, you didn't really worry about it. It was so exciting to think what you were doing, and you couldn't think of other things. Yeah.
So that was quite a good first operation, wasn't it?
Yeah,
you know, achieving your objective.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And then we were in and out the line in the trenches outside a place called Les Scenes. I'm not sure whether it's in France or Belgium. I think it's in France. Les Scenes. We were in trenches there, and the trenches were open. You're under the weather all the time. But what happened? They used to get these big pieces of tin to make with the rolls, with the big pieces of what you call. I can't think what you call. My memory is terrible. If a shielding fields off or anything like that, the big pieces and the roll.
Oh, sort of the corrugated iron, would it be?
Yes, some.
Yes.
And they put them across the trenches in certain spots, and that's where you could shelter if the weather was too bad.
Was the weather bad while
at
you were
times,
there?
At times, yes.
What was it, cold and wet?
Yes. Wet and cold, yes. But the weather, of course, going in January, the weather improved, and it wasn't too bad. And then I can't think of the name of the place. We went over the top again. Can't think of it. Anyhow, we were taken to the cemetery, and we got pushed back. The Germans pushed us back, and we had to come back to the cemetery. And the chap I was with, we were close together, sort of thing, he got hit in the shoulder, and he grabbed hold of me. Well, I took him back. And I shouldn't have done it, but I took him back to where the headquarters were, the battalion thing. And he was looked after, but the adjutant there, he said, pulled his revolver out, he said, "Get up the line," as he said, "just coming down here." He said, "Come on, let's shoot you." So I went out the road, went back, but I couldn't find them. They'd moved. And I bumped into three other soldiers, Scots they were, and we dug in behind a hedge and waited, but nothing happened. And we walked back again and found the company where they were, joined them. Nothing was said about it, but when I went to get my pack, my father had sent me a new safety razor in a box, lovely thing, and he left it in my pack. And when I got back, that had gone, that upset me. Somebody had pinched it.
Did you, no, you were saying you went in and out of the line.
Yes.
Did you have some, you know, frightening experiences? Were some of the experiences, you know, quite serious?
We had some experiences there, like shelled and that sort of thing. And another experience has just come to my mind now. At night time, that is, we were on duty. There's three of us, two soldiers, two singles, and a lance corporal in the middle. And we're standing up in the trench, it was dark, and we're about that far over the top. And on the other side of the road, there's some trees been blown down, a bit of wood had been there. And evidently there must have been a German sniper there, because this corporal there, he pulled out a cigarette, put his hand over like that, and got a light or something. And didn't have lighters, shouldn't have had lighters in those days. And as he lit it up, there's a crack of the rifle, and he was shot through the head. And he dropped dead in between us. I can't think of his name, Corporal, Lance Corporal, somebody. Oh, that was terrible.
I expect you got used to seeing some awful things, didn't you, Mr. Watson?
Oh, yes. I can't think of things.
You're doing very well. You're remembering an awful lot. So please don't worry, you know, don't worry about the things you can't remember, because, you know, the things that you can are so interesting. Uh-huh. I was wondering how you were getting on with your officers, you know, how did you get on with the officers?
Officers? Oh, they were all right, most of them. They were all friendly type sort of thing, you know. Well, you had to be in those days out there. You couldn't afford to be awkward.
And how about your food in the trenches? How were you doing for rations? Food, yes.
Well, the rations used to come up at night time in a sack. And a tin of corned beef or something, and some tea, and that sort of thing. All bits and pieces for the rations. We lived fairly well, considering.
Did you have any rum? Did they give you rum?
I only had rum once. That was before we went over the top. And a sergeant had it in the canteen, and he gave it two tablespoonfuls, not dessert spoonfuls. Of it to drink before we went over the top didn't make any difference. I think that was when we went to take Hill 63 before we came out of the trenches. Yeah.
Did you smoke as well? Did they give you cigarettes?
Oh, smoked. Cigarettes used to come up, some cigarettes. You perhaps you get two packets. Yes, we used to smoke as much as possible. That helped them calm you down if you got a cigarette on. Anyhow, we came back from France. That's all right.
Yes, I was wondering, the Germans had a big push in 1918, didn't they?
Yes.
When they broke through. Do you remember anything about that, how it affected you?
No, it didn't affect us up there. It was more down on the Somme, I think. Down the middle. We were on the northern end of it, nearer the channel than most of them. And the big push was in the centre of the trenches, the line, on the Somme. And that failed.
Were you given, while you were there, any leave? Did you go have any rest or leave while you were there from the trenches?
No. I was only there from January to 1918. And you had to be 12 months before you got any leave. And probably more than that.
Do you remember the armistice when the war ended?
It's a funny thing, I can't. Yes, I can. Oh, just come to me. We were advancing over the country. And it came through that the war was going to be over. And we were near a farm. And two of us, there was two together, went to this farm and chatted and were very pleased to see us, and we made them understand the war was going to be over and that sort of thing. And he went out and he got some drink, I don't know what it was. He was hidden away. And there's only him and his wife there. And he gave us a drop of this drink. That's right. And from there, I forget where we went, we came back to England.
What did you think when you look back at your time in the trenches, the sort of conditions you lived under?
Well, the conditions were bad at times, all right other times. They were muddy. If it rained, well, you crawled under these tins across the left a dry part, and if you couldn't stay this get underneath there, you had to keep a lookout. And
did you ever have rats? Did you ever see the rats in the in trenches?
Rats?
Yes.
No.
Never. How about lice? Did you get lice?
Yes. Oh yes, we've got lice. I'll tell you something about that too presently. Where was that now? I think that was in France. Came out of the trenches on leave for a little while, for about 10 days, and we went up alongside a little river to wash, so we could bathe and wash ourselves. And took his shirt off. You killed all, looked at the lice, killed them, and the nets and the seam. You used to get a cigarette lighter, and go up the seam with it quickly, burn the nets. And I was sitting there doing this, and two officers had gone up past me to some other chaps up there who were swimming in that. So I'd had a bathe, and it must have been an hour and a half later, they came back, and they said, oh look, my God, he's still sitting there doing this. Yes.